This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kustrapa. The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony is presenting its 20th annual season. The first concert is coming up later this month. Two other concerts throughout the year as well. Several members of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony are here in the studio to chat about the organization and their plans for the future. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with Regan Eckstein. You're the founder of the organization. The Director of Artistic Planning is your current title.
Yes.
Why did you start this 20 years ago?
It had been in the back of my mind for some time before actually starting it. I had a number of very talented students, and many of the other teachers in town did too. So we thought, since most of the schools had only string programs or band programs, but no school with a full symphony orchestra, that this was a real need for this community.
Now, how do you get something like this off the ground? It's one person's vision, but it takes many people to make it a reality.
Well, I talked to some of the student parents who helped with that, and my brother-in-law, Grady Jones, who's here with us, was very instrumental in helping us put together a board.
And from the beginning, we got tremendous support within the community. Many people saw the great benefit of having a youth orchestra here. Once we started, it was a thing that snowballed, that it just gave us other opportunities to involve people.
Regan, you've always had this dedication to having full concert performances of repertoire that professional orchestras such as the New York Philharmonic and Indianapolis Symphony play. Did you have any concerns going in that the level might be just a little too high?
Absolutely. In fact, when we first started scheduling, my thought was, oh my, there is no way that this is going to work. But I was astonished to discover that if you put music that you might think is really well above the level of the ability of the students currently, they work up to that level. They really improve from striving to play things that you might really think are beyond them.
Now, over the years, you've had a number of different conductors. Has that caused any issues with the organization?
Not really. I mean, obviously, every time someone new comes in front of the orchestra, there are certain elements of the orchestra who miss the previous conductor, but we've been very fortunate to have really great people conducting the orchestra, and the kids are usually won over in fairly short order. I also feel that it's a good learning experience for them to be exposed to different rehearsal styles, different conducting techniques. If they continue as players in orchestra through college or even into adulthood, we have had some students who have actually gone into music. That really helps them with learning how to adapt to different conductors.
Your current conductor in the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony is Adam Bodoni, who's also at Purdue University. How did you get involved with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony?
I received an email from Regan wondering if I could fill in for the season, and have been enjoying doing it thus far.
Now, how do you set up a program? How do you set up, say, this current season of programs? Do you decide on all of the repertoire? Is it in conjunction with some other folks?
It's in conjunction with Regan and also our administrator, Carol Letcher. Since this is my first full-time year, they have better sense of the lay of the land and perhaps logistical intricacies that I'm not aware of yet and how tradition works within the orchestra. And as far as I can tell, it's been a good team effort putting the programs together.
For the programs for this season, what do you have coming up? I know your first concert is later this month.
Right. So on the first concert, we went with La Forza del Destino by Verdi. And then one of our concerto winners is playing the third movement of Beethoven's first piano concerto. And then we'll end with Mozart's 40th symphony in G minor. And given that it's the 20th season, we kind of wanted to bring the big pieces out. And so we tried to find some centerpieces for each of the three main concerts. So Mozart 40 would be the centerpiece of this concert. Then we're going to do Liszt Les Preludes on the next concert, and Dvorak 9 will end the season.
So the New World Symphony
just wrapping things up.
Yeah.
The second concert, you have a concerto winner from the orchestra. But Regan, you've decided on the third concert this season in the spring to bring back some previous members of the orchestra.
That's right. We have three alumni. I wish I could remember what years. Violinist Jinty McTavish, cellist Joey Frank, and she was clarinet for us, but she is a pianist, Rachel Zhang, and they are coming back to do the first movement of the Beethoven Triple Concerto. Mm-hmm. In the second concert, another one of our alums, Jason Osborne, who's a horn player and his degree is actually in composition, has written a piece for the orchestra, which we will premiere.
20 years on, looking back at what you've been able to accomplish here must just warm your heart.
Right. It's really grown.
Grady Jones, you were instrumental in helping to form the first board, and now you're vice president of the board as well. What have you seen in these 20 years that has struck you?
A remarkable number of young musicians who've had incredible opportunities. And you see them in the community, and you see that they have gone on to play other places, and some have become professionals. I would guess that without the youth orchestra in place, that kind of thing never would have happened. So the opportunities have changed, improved, gotten better, and the support from sponsors and parents has been consistent through all the years.
The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony in concert November 17th, Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Dick Yeager Theater at the Roerman Performing Arts Center at Jefferson High School in Lafayette. As always, there are no tickets required for the concert, which begins the orchestra's 20th anniversary season. More information is at WVYS.org. Adam Bodoni, Regan Eckstein, Grady Jones, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostrapa.